Greetings, listeners, and welcome to Chips, Blips, and Quips, Edmonton's one and only radio show dedicated to the music from, made for, and inspired by video games. You may call me Benedetto, and I will be your guide for this 16-bit soundscape and beyond. I'll be featuring a broad mix of tracks for the discerning gamer, everything from Mario to Sonic, Atari to Xbox, chiptunes to nerdcore. Today's background music is brought to you by
Escargot Express. When you need someone to grab your package and deliver it, call Escargot Express. Ask about their new neglected class service.
All right, everyone. Welcome to Chips, Blips, and Quips. Once again, I'm Benedetto, and here is my lovely co-host, Solid D.
Hello, Edmonton.
Hello, Edmonton, indeed. Are you excited about doing this video game music radio show?
I'm so excited to talk about video games for an hour.
Me too, and video game music. I know way too much about video game music, and
I know everything about video game music.
I thought it was time to share it with the world.
The video game music encyclopedia.
So yeah, this is the inaugural version of Chips, Blips, and Quips, the first ever incarnation of it. And so my ideas for the music today is just grab bag, overarching everything that could be about video games. It's just a great wild card mix of everything that I could think of.
Let's take them for a wild ride.
Yes. So, I'm going to get things started off with classic games and classic music. What do you think of classic, Denver? What pops your mind when I say classic games?
Well, when you say classic, I just think the first games I played, like Mario, Sonic, and Zelda and stuff.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. And Mario, you know, you nailed it, because that's what we're going to do right away here.
I must be psychic.
Absolutely. You know me too well. So the first track we're going to hear is from Super Mario 64, which is a great game. Has some pretty sweet music, and it's all, you know, done by Koji Kondo, who's done all the Mario music. This particular track is from a album called Mario and Zelda Big Band Live, which was a live music performance of all Mario and Zelda music done as jazz. You like jazz video game music, D?
I love jazz video game music.
Good. Then you'll like this, and hopefully everyone else will as well. This is the Super Mario 64 opening theme and overworld theme. Enjoy.
The Big Band of Royals! We'll be right back.
That was a song called Rockin' on Heaven's Door by Danimal Cannon from the Bad Dudes, from the album Chronotorious, which is a Chrono Trigger cover album that they did.
That song was from the Zeal Kingdom.
That's right.
An awesome part in the game with awesome music. I love that song.
It's good stuff. Chrono Trigger's a pretty sweet game.
Man, the music in that game just makes
it's
me
got
feel
everything.
It.
Yeah, and then before that, we also had the Super Mario 64 overworld theme, probably most famously known from the first level, Ba-Bomb Battlefield.
What a place.
And yeah, no, that's a pretty sweet track. They bring it together with the big band stuff, I think.
See, I'm so lazy that whenever I think about that game, I just get so psyched up to do the first level.
All you want to do.
After I beat the first level, it's just
that's
too much work.
That's all you need to do. You get that music and you're good to go.
So what we got next?
Coming up next, I wanted to do a set of all new, original, digital music made for newer games that's actual music rather than good old-fashioned blips and bloops.
This is made for the game.
Absolutely, it's all original. The first one we're going to look at is from the Guilty Gear soundtrack, the fighting games, which are pretty sweet. It's got a whole big album of nothing but original metal that was made for the game by a couple guys named Daisuke Ishwatari and Koichi Sayama. I'm saying that right. And yeah, this track is called Make Oneself. It's the theme for Axel. And yeah, it's pretty metal. Have you heard the song before?
I don't think so.
Well, we're going to rock it up. So yeah, this is Make Oneself from the Guilty Gear soundtrack.
Lay it down.
Enjoy.
해낸 셈이다. 마왔다 마왔다 대아타리 시다인 고로가시다 くっつけた 組み込んだ いろんなものをゲットした カモン 避けてみた 逃げてみた 勢い余って飛んでみた よ ゲラ 押してみた 引いてみた 力の限り投げてみた ものすごい衝撃が走った話題を口にするな 辛くても進むことをやめるんじゃない ピースなバイブレーションでアークを描き このアースに負けないオブジェを作れ チゲダ、ファンキーだ、みんな黙って俺についてこい チゲダ、ファンキーだ、みんな必死で俺についてこい カモン チゲダ ファンキーだ、みんな黙って俺についてこい チゲダ、ファンキーだ、みんな必死で俺についてこい カモン チゲダ、ファンキーだ、みんな黙って俺についてこい チゲダ、ファンキーだ、みんな必死で俺についてこい カモン チゲダ、ファンキーだ、みんな黙って俺についてこい チゲダ、ファンキーだ、みんな必死で俺についてこい カモン
So what did you think of that one?
Oh, that was pretty cool.
Yeah, that was from an album called World of Warcraft Taverns of Azeroth, which was an album made by a guy named David Arkenstone. He does traditional Celtic folk music type stuff, and he made this whole album of Celtic folk music for the World of Warcraft taverns, and it's actually used in the game.
That's cool that Blizzard really appreciates their fans. Just the dedicated ones to make songs like that.
For sure. And then before that, we were listening to a track called The Moon and the Prince from the Katamari Damacy soundtrack, which is pretty extra Japanese.
Okay, Katamari. That game just builds me up so good. Like, the king in that game just makes you feel, yeah, you've really accomplished something. And then when he gets you your score, he cuts you down. You're never good enough
for
him.
He is a very interesting character. I like the king.
He just makes me feel so bad about myself.
Yeah. And then also before that we had, of course, Make One Sell from the Guilty Gear soundtrack, which is pretty cool. So yeah, all that music, that's original, cool stuff. All new, all original for the games that they were released for, which I think is pretty neat.
Video game music has come so far from
Indeed.
Bleeps and Bloops.
Indeed it has. But speaking of Bleeps and Bloops, the next thing we're going to do here, I wanted to introduce chiptunes. You know what chiptunes are, D?
I do know what chiptunes are, Benedetto.
For those who don't, chiptunes are all original music, made in a bit of like a more techno-y type style, but it's all made with old video game technology. So it's made to sound like original Nintendo stuff or Game Boy stuff. That's the basic defining thing of chiptunes, and it's actually got quite a community. The track we're going to hear first is by a band called Onomonoguchi. Now, if you've played a particular game...
Scott Pilgrim versus the World game.
That's the one. If you've played Scott Pilgrim, then you have heard Onomonoguchi. They actually were able to do the whole soundtrack for that game, which is pretty big. I mean, it was like a movie, and it was released... That's pretty... Significant
it's
accomplishment.
Pretty mainstream now.
Significant accomplishment for a band that makes music with a Nintendo. First place I heard this track was a couple years ago. It was embedded on the front page of 4chan.
We never speak of 4chan. You didn't hear 4chan.
No, but that was my first encounter with the song, and I heard it, and you're going to hear it, and it's got such a cool blessing, and it's such a neat song. I actually was able to see these guys twice when I went to PAX in Seattle, and they put on a great show. They're a really cool bunch of guys. I went and talked to them at their booth also. It was pretty wicked.
Nice.
Yeah, no, they're real down-to-earth, and they make really cool music. And so, this song, the same song that I heard on 4chan that fateful day, is called Helix Nebula, and it's from their first ever album called Power Supply.
All right,
and
lay it on.
So, yeah, here is Helix Nebula. Alright, now that was a pretty sweet track.
Neither of those two songs were from a video game, were they?
No, they weren't. They were original chiptune stuff. That last track was by a guy named Vert, who is a pretty successful chiptune artist, rounding out the chiptune set there. That was a song called Bedtime Story from his album FX3, which I think is his third album that he's put out.
French Green.
Yes.
He's doing pretty good for himself.
Except it's spelled with an I, if you want to go look him up. V-I-R-T. Really cool song. He does, like, chiptune metal, and it's really cool. So, that's chiptunes. I hope to be playing a lot more of them in future shows.
I hope we have future shows.
Yeah, me too.
What's on the next agenda?
Well, this is actually a feature that I was hoping to implement in the future, and it's a feature that I'm going to call Game of the Week.
Ooh.
And what Game of the Week will involve is either myself, Benedetto, or you, Solid D, we're going to pick a game, and we're going to play three tracks of varying styles and remixes and whatever from that game and just showcase some of the cool compositions for those
Shameless
things.
Plugs.
Yes.
You're shamelessly plugging these games, people. Please listen to
I wouldn't call it that. I would almost say I'm just, you know, featuring it, showing it off. Showing off, like, a cool soundtrack. Not just a cool track, but a cool soundtrack. A whole suite of good music from a particular game. So I told you what we're going to do this time, right? For our inaugural Game of the Week.
It's Donkey Kong Country 2, right?
Donkey Kong Country 2 for the Super Nintendo. Now, this was a pretty cool soundtrack, I think. It sounded a lot different than most other Super Nintendo soundtracks.
Remember when Donkey Kong Country had better graphics than real life?
Yeah, no, they did it in a totally cool way. It made it look all clay and stuff, and then everything went together really well. So the first track we're going to hear is straight from the game. This is a real Super Nintendo track. It is the music from the Lava levels. It's called Hothead Bop. Or Hothead Hop, I believe, actually.
There's hot, there's head, and there's...
It's the Lava level, for sure. And, after that, we're going to hear a couple remixes, and so there's some cool stuff thrown in there. So, yes, this is our very first game of the week.
Let's get this monkey business rolling.
Absolutely. Here is Hothead Bop. Hothead Hop.
You're never going to get it. What a song. Now, who could have composed such a song like that?
Well, it was actually composed by a guy named David Weiss, or Wise, who composed all the Donkey Kong Country 2 music, but it was arranged by yours truly.
There we go.
Mr. Benedetto.
Now that is the shameless plug I was plugging on.
That's an original remix that I made.
Benedetto.
That's right. Just shows you how serious that I am about video game music.
That's what you get from us, folks. Dedication.
And then before my interesting track, I don't know, you can think of it what you will. I was pretty proud of it.
I love it. I'm not going to lie.
Well, thanks, man. Before that, we heard Bramble Blast, the remix from the Super Smash Bros. Brawl original soundtrack.
I wish that song was on a better level, though.
Yeah.
I hate the level that song is from.
I would tend to agree with you. Any level that scrolls automatically, I'm not good with that.
I hope people know what we're talking about.
So again, yes, that was Bramble Blast. It was composed, again, by David Wise. And it was arranged for that game by a gentleman named Shogo Sakai.
Nice.
So yeah, that was our game of the week, and hopefully they'll all be of such good caliber.
Hopefully they'll all go out and buy it and listen to the music.
Yep, and so coming up next, I wanted to look at a couple cool tracks that were all orchestra, because there's a lot of video game music now that's done a lot like film scores, where it's done with entirely orchestrated stuff, rather than like a rock band or a traditional bleep bloop. It's all orchestrated. And I think a great example of this, and sorry if I get a little wordy here, is a song from the Civilization IV soundtrack called Baba Yetu that actually, just this year, won a Grammy.
Man.
A video game song won a Grammy.
That is spectacular.
That is quite an accomplishment, and yeah, he's the composer of the song, Christopher Tin. That's quite, yeah, like he's set the precedent that, video game music can be seen legitimately by legitimate bodies of music, like, I don't know what I'm trying to say here. This is a Grammy. This is a legit award, and he won a Grammy this year for this song. It's called Baba Yetu, and that's going to lead us into our little orchestral set here. So, yes, this is actually a medley from the Video Games Live Volume 1 soundtrack, the Video Games Live orchestral tour.
They're coming back this year, aren't they?
I believe they are. I believe It's actually not too far from now.
Nice.
And so, yeah, here's a little sneak preview. This is the Civilization IV medley by Christopher Tin and the Video Games Live Orchestra. Enjoy.
Makosa yetu, hey! Kama nasi tunavyo wa sume hewale utukusea usitute katika majaribu lakini utokoe na yule milele na milele.
So I couldn't get away with our first show and not play any Zelda music.
I think we should make a whole show dedicated to Zelda music, but that's just me.
That's very well a possibility. I'm not going to rule it out. There's a lot of
not going to high rule it out.
Oh, that was horrible.
That's some small town radio.
Welcome to Chips, Blips, and Clips. That's what we've got. That's our kind of jokes. So that was Hyrule Field from Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time.
What a game.
But it was actually an orchestral arrangement, not the original game song.
What?
Yeah, it's from...
That wasn't in the game.
No, not in that form. It was in the game, just a bit more N64-ish sounding.
Huh.
Yes. The album that's from is called Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time Hyrule Symphony. And of course, it's composed by Koji Kondo and arranged by a guy named Ryuichi Katsumata.
What a guy.
Yes. And then, of course, before that, we heard the Civilization IV medley by Christopher Tin in the Video Games Live Orchestra from Video Games Live Volume 1. And that pretty much is our orchestral set. And that's pretty much our show. I mean,
I liked it.
Yeah, so that was the inaugural Chips, Blips, and Quips. And
the christening.
Absolutely. And hopefully people can continue to hear
hopefully we can
video game music of this quality. Yes.
Voyage into the radio waves.
Absolutely, and continue to deliver the finest of video game music to the world.
And hopefully people will just listen to this and they won't cut us after one episode.
Hopefully not. That would be sad.
It would be sad.
I'd cry a little bit, I think.
I'd find a way around it.
Yeah, no, we'd keep on striving.
We'll make Chips, Quips, and Bloops.
Perhaps. I don't want to get to that point, though. I mean, we came up with this good name. I want to stick to it.
All right, folks. That's that.
And so there's one other feature that I want to have in this show, and it's called Solid D's Pick.
My pick?
Yes. I mean, I normally do most of the music selection, but...
That's right. This is my time.
Absolutely. You lay it down, man.
Now, this song has such an 80s vibe. I went to PAX last year, and these guys...
I was there.
Benedetto was there.
I was.
And these guys, they put on a show.
They really did.
They put on as great a show that any video game band could really do, and any band, really.
One, like, this isn't original game music, though. This isn't actually, like, a cover of a video game song.
This is music inspired by a video game.
Yes.
Inspired by Mega Man, actually.
To be specific, absolutely. And this is a really cool concept for this band. You know, they do all original music.
Enough of this mystery, though. Let's just tell them who they're listening to.
So this is a song called Light Up the Night.
By the Proto Men.
And this is Denver's Pick of the Week. And this is also going to be our closing song. So thank you very much for listening. Your background music for this week has been provided by the fantastic Super Nintendo classic Earthbound.
Don't forget about Escargot Express, folks.
Yes. If you need someone to grab your package...
and deliver it.
Call Escargot Express for all your package needs. Thanks again for listening to Chips, Blips, and Quips. I'm Benedetto.
And I'm Solid D.
And here's the Proto Men.
You stay solid, Edmonton.
Thanks for playing.